Aaron Ralston was a 27-year-old climber who made holidays out of climbing Rocky Mountain peaks, doing whatever he could to find a rush. He climbed most of them in the winter and even after midnight. I bet he never expected to have the rush of an 800-pound boulder crush his arm. While climbing in Utah, a boulder shifted, trapping his arm against a wall. He did everything he could to free himself, chipping away at the rock with his knife and even trying to hoist it with the ropes he was climbing with. To no avail, he was trapped. After 5 days, he was out of food and water, and he began to drift back and forth from reality to depression. And as he was there essentially dying, the one thing that raced through his mind was his friends. Thinking of his friends and all that he had to live for is precisely the time he decided to sever his right hand. He said, "It occurred to me that if I could break my bones up at the wrist where they were trapped, I could be freed." He later said, "I was able to first snap the radius, and then within another few minutes, snap the ulna, and then with his pocket knife, began sawing into his own skin." After about an hour, Aaron Ralston finally freed himself from the boulder. The first thing he did after coming down the mountain was to find human beings. He crawled through a 150-foot ravine, rappelled down a 60-foot wall, and then he hiked 6 miles. I'll remind you, all with an arm cut off. Only then did he find some tourists that could get him to safety. As an amazing story as this is, the fact that Ralston thought of his friends while he was trapped and then needed people to get him to safety enforces everything we've discussed in this collection. In this final chapter of Philippians, Paul continues to address the church concerning friendship and the need to lean on each other in times of hardship and trouble. He says in verse 10 of chapter 4, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. And I am not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength." He went on to talk about in verses 14 to 20, "Yet it was good for you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out for Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment, and even more, I am amply supplied, now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." To me, it seems really simple. Paul writes what has become one of the most famous verses of all time. "I can do everything through him who gives me strength." And once you keep reading, you see once again, God can be counted on, and that God uses the Christians in Paul's day to bring this revelation. Like Ralston, Paul was trapped. Maybe not under an 800-pound boulder, but you get what I'm saying. He was in prison with nothing else to do but think about friends and what he might do if released. Now, what if the church would have forgotten about Paul? What if there had been no visitors to prison, no gift baskets, no love from the body of Christ? It might even seem to Paul as if God was dead. I'm embarrassed to think that there are those in our world today who think God is dead because we are not reaching out to them. Jesus said in Matthew 25, 40, he says, "What you did for the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." And this was a story where the people were simply asking Jesus, "Well, when did we help you?" Because Jesus had said to them, "Thank you for visiting me in prison, giving me something to eat, giving me something to drink. When I was naked, you clothed me." And all the people said, "Jesus, when did we do this?" He said, "When you did this for the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me." Remember, we can do everything through Christ who gives us strength, so reach out to others, because who knows, the weight pressing down on those around you might be way heavier than an 800-pound boulder.